1980, I arrived at the port of Galveston, Texas, via Volkswagen Beetle during a frog choker of a winter rainstorm. I had this idea in my head that I was going to sign on as a mudlogger on an offshore oil rig. Then while working out at sea for months at a time, I could practice guitar with no distractions. I would practice like the devil until I became a top-notch guitar picker. That was my plan. The Galveston waterfront that day was dark and deserted, except for a light in the window of a tattoo parlor owned by a one-legged surfer named Harpoon Barry. When I got to Galveston, the bay was cold and gray, with rain to choke a frog, and freighters floating in the fog, a darker shade of gray, and the waterfront was desolate, except for a lonely stray. Tattoos, 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 flashed a neon sign. The relentless rain turning to sleet quickly made up my mind. I knocked and opened the door, then I knocked again and listened. Come in, called a cheery whiskey tenor, we're back here in the kitchen. Savory stew simmered on a wood stove, and at the kitchen table sat two men who welcomed me like I was an old friend. Greetings were exchanged amid smiles, jokes, and laughter. Steaming venison stew was ladled and gratefully accepted and ingested. Barry's beard and hair were sandy red. On a stump of a leg, he wore a wood peg. In a corner stood his board and his wetsuit. What a group we made. A one-legged surfer, his friend, and a weary balladeer with an old six-string Gibson guitar bringing songs, stories, and news from afar. Well, the Jack's beer was cold. Tales were told of offshore rig disasters, of roughnecks and mudloggers and ill-fated wildcatters. Outside, it just got wetter. The stew was hot. The bread was fresh. I have never tasted better. It's a tradition for a minstrel to repay his host with songs, so I turned up my old guitar and my friends sang along. We sang of places far away, of good men tricked and led astray. We sang of loss and redemption, and of the mystique of beautiful women. It was a pleasure and a hell of a way of keeping dry on a rainy day. Songs were sung and tales were told until the downpour finally slowed. All too soon it was time to go, for the traveler must heed the call of the road. Farewell, Barry and Bill, farewell to you. Thank you for your kindness and God bless. Looking back, I have to say, it was most likely a good thing that Barry and Bill talked me out of going to work on that offshore oil rig. And I never did return to Galveston, but I'll always remember the rainy afternoon I stayed warm and dry in the kitchen of Harpoon Barry's tattoo parlor. Recently, I was searching for a way to contact him, and I learned from a newspaper story that in 2001, Barry Welch and his wife died at sea near South Padre Island in a boating accident caused by a bridge collapsing. Goodbye, old friend.